The first list had big borrowers like corporations, medical providers, oil field service companies, and contractors. 186 companies are borrowing more than $1 million each. About 1,500 more are borrowing more than $150,000 each. The Small Business Administration is distributing the loans.
Paycheck Protection Program is keeping people's jobs, keeping people employed, keeping businesses running, and it's that lifeline of financial support that a lot of our businesses need to pull through.
Melanie Norton of the Small Business Administration. She says the second list is for businesses borrowing $150,000 or less. The second list of smaller loans will bring about $351 million into the state. 1,000 Fairbanks and North Pole businesses will borrow about $45 million, which will likely turn into grants. Norton says the SBA won't be sharing who got how much of these small loans.
To be as transparent as possible while also protecting individuals' personal information.
Many of these smaller loans are going to individuals, like independent contractors and those who are self-employed. The smallest loan in this second wave is for $130. About 40 loans in Alaska are for under $1,000 each. How much each borrower is eligible for is based on guidelines from the Federal Treasury Department.
Either salary or payroll that different employees make, but they could include benefits, like some utilities or other expenses, a PPP loan for some of those expenses too.
Applications opened again yesterday for the next phase of the program. Norton says the next round has updates and changes that will cover more Alaska businesses who might not have been able to apply before.
You know, we're also hearing nonprofit organizations that are able to apply for the PPP, sole proprietors, independent contractors. We're able to open it up so that fishing boat owners can now use PPP funds to cover their crew members.
A business can apply to the program only once. The new deadline is August 8th. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.